Hey, Dr. Bhatt, I'll ask you a report on patient Marcella Farias, FARIAS, delivered with 5/4/1986, indicated fissure vector bleeding, hemorrhage. Sedation of the maxillary and sinusal cell, patient should blow pressure from a cardiogram, fissure flask, heart force, polyphectomy, instrument, tremble, sick, flask, fissure, infarction, tremble, fissure, fissure, play, revision, rectum, and tissue, and fall, smash pressure, and fall, have pressure, which is in our picture. Coming up, suboptimal, noted, multiple legal cigars, seek myself, flat polyp, which was noted with good heart force plus the certain of course called effective bleeding. Coming up, rest of all, generalization because of optimal preps for the rectum. The rectum or rectal patient view, I saw a large anorectal ulcerated mass right at the anorectal pectinate line near the hemorrhoids. It does not appear to be a typical hemorrhoidal inflammation. It appeared more like at the pectinate line. Same suspicion, could it be squamous cell cancer versus adenocarcinoma? Since it is proximate to the hemorrhoid, so I did not dare do the biopsy. Patient will be referred to for transrectal ultrasound, transrectal endoscopic ultrasound that will give us a better yield on the biopsy. Squamous strain coming out outside internal and external hemorrhoid. Grade 3, grade 4, internal external bleeding, obstruction, pressure, pressure, personal complication. Fine, cloth, and cecum. Number 2, suboptimal prep. Number 3, cecal polyp transverse, remove the heart force from the surface. Number 3, patient with a large ulcerated mass noted with a thickened mucosal noted at the anorectal area, just around the pectinate line. Reason to speak to this be squamous cell cancer was adenocarcinoma. Biopsy was not obtained because it was very flared up and adjusting to the large internal and external hemorrhoids. So that will cause a bleeding, uncontrolled bleeding, and because of the site of this ulcerative mass. Patient will be referred to for transrectal ultrasound for further evaluation before we make the ultimate determination about it. Number 5 was patient with large internal and large external hemorrhoids. Recommendation. Away from the polypathology, number 2, I'm going to refer the patient to Dr. VARADARAJULU for transrectal endoscopic ultrasound evaluation of this large anorectal mass before we send the patient for hemorrhoidectomy. If the endoscopic ultrasound comes negative for adenocarcinoma or squamous cell carcinoma, then the patient is going to be referred for possible surgical hemorrhoidectomy. Because the large external and then certainly the extended internal hemorrhoids. For that patient, refer to Dr. VARADARAJULU. Depending on the outcome of transrectal ultrasound, if it appeared to be benign, not cancerous, no adenocarcinoma or squamous cell cancer, then patient will bring the patient in for colonoscopy with adequate prep in the next 3 to 6 months. And rotation, please send the call to your primary care provider. Dr. Nirul Patel and Dr. Param Sari, and the other procedure was June 29th or 23rd. June 29th or 23rd, patient option next.